So tonight I'm going to focus just for a few moments on our gospel reading, a very wonderfully, carefully constructed reading, one of those little passages in scripture that risks being blindingly obvious to make a point. It gives an almost oversimplified example of how the gospel writers weren't really trying to convince us that Jesus performed miracles. And in fact, they may well not have believed themselves in the idea of literal miracles. Anyway, just like many of us struggle with the believing in the reality of miracles. No, the miracle accounts we have in our scriptures are meant to say something about the nature of Christ and the nature of the kingdom or the reign of God. They're concerned less with what Jesus did than who Jesus was. And so we have this story this evening that we recently heard. Thank you, Karen, always faithfully reading our scriptures on a Sunday evening. Jesus teaching in the synagogue, and he astounds the people, for, and I quote, he taught them as one having authority and not as the scribes. And then, lo and behold, along comes someone with an unclean spirit, a demoniac, one possessed by something bigger than themselves, which wishes harm for them. And there's a whole exposition, a discussion I could say there about metaphor and mental health and more, but I'm not going to. I'm just throwing it out there. Anyway, this nameless individual appears just in time to point out Jesus' authority. First verbally, what do you have to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? And then physically, by being cast out, so that the whole assembled company responds, what is this, a new teaching with authority? He commands even the unclean spirits, and they obey him. It's a setup, deliberately constructed carefully by the author. But this issue of authority was crucial in these first Jesus communities that one day would become what we call the church. They didn't have the years of authority, history and story passed down from generation to generation, thought about, mused about, argued about, that the Hebrew people or the Roman Empire had. They didn't have the structures of temples and cultic practice, no scrolls or teaching. They didn't have councils or empire or government, not yet anyway. So from where, they asked one another, was the power, the authority of their new way of doing things, their new order of things to come? And the writers of our gospel say it comes right from the source, from the divine, as mediated by the life and teaching of Jesus. That power becomes described as the Holy Spirit. And the early Jesus movements were telling one another that the same Spirit was one that they all had free and unfettered access to. That was all the authority they needed. No books, no temples, no councils, no buildings, nothing else. And these early Christians, for want of a better title, stood up, went out, and changed the world. Initially, they were concerned with transformation, standing against the forces of empire and the dominance of religious institutions. Many died because they refused to fight in the empire's armies, or to worship Caesar, or to obey the religious authorities who collaborated with the empire. As time went on, though, the leaders of these Jesus movements are no longer troublemakers. They're no longer pacifists and activists. But as the structures go, they see their best hope of survival, and indeed of spreading this message that they have now themselves codified and started writing down and compiling and editing. They see their best way of moving forward is to align with the empire, to become the religion of Caesar. Perhaps they truly thought that converting the empire to the way of Jesus would transform the world, that it would be a way of doing the work of God in making all things new. Whatever the motivation, in the third and fourth centuries of what we call the common era, the church takes shape. The authority comes now not from having the Spirit, but in combination of the support of the emperor and the institution itself. and the authority of the church becomes its own authority. Well, thanks for the history lesson, Alistair, you say. But what does that mean for us here today? Well, the question of authority is one that we have as a church to consider with urgency. From whence does our authority come to speak in this age? And how can we disentangle ourselves from the empires that would like us to continue to be enforcers of a moral code, that would like us to simply sustain or bring back conservative values, the ethics and assumptions of a previous era? Ultimately, those who would like us to be good consumers and capitalists and not make too much fuss. We do not have the authority that was once implicit in our role as a religious institution. And for good reason, the church does not have the authority it used to have as being seen as a bastion of uprightness and virtue. We are, as a church, being called to the authority of authenticity, of being not only committed to justice and equity in our words and ritual, but in the way that we both as individuals and community conduct ourselves with integrity and compassion. The gracious, loving heart of the life of the church will give us the authority that we need, which comes from being seen as being genuine, of being genuinely committed to justice and as genuinely committed in word and deed to all people. And I believe we are being called to the authority of the Spirit again, to being people who give voice to the deepest longings of humanity, for ritual and liturgy and music and gathering and poetry and joy, which both honors our history and tradition and seeks to express a faith that is alive for today, to being a place of belonging, of celebrating our shared humanity and celebrating the diversity that humanity has created and continues to evolve, to affirming all for who they are and inviting them to participate in this dance of discovery, this quest for meaning and purpose, where there is no us and them, just us. We are called to encourage questioning, seeking, challenging, and learning together, to being community. And then, I hope, people will say about us that we have a new, or maybe rediscovered, teaching of authentic justice and resistance, which we need so badly, a teaching with authority. Amen.